I think you'd agree that something has to change in your life. I mean, you wouldn't be clicking on this video if that wasn't the case. And sometimes we make very small changes that have very small impacts, and sometimes we make fucking massive changes that totally change the trajectory of our life. And if you stick around for the rest of the video, I will tell you why moving out of your hometown will change everything for you, as someone who has experienced it myself firsthand. And I wanted to shoot this quick video because I actually just arrived back to Dubai after spending a bit of time in London. And to me, Dubai is a constant reminder of the best decision I ever made, which is moving out of London. And I actually made that decision 6 years ago. And I know what you're thinking already. Oh, you must have left for the tax benefits. And I can tell you that that is so ridiculously far off. There are dozens and dozens of incredibly tax efficient places in the world. At that time, I could have moved to Italy and paid basically nothing with their tax scheme. So before you go ahead and judge the specific cities I'm talking about, I want you to instead take home the message. I picked Dubai 6 years ago because it fit with a certain season or a certain chapter of my life. And I want to make it clear, I love London with all of my heart. To me, it is still the best city in the world, but it was time for a change. The reason I left is because I was wise enough, even at that age, to realize that I couldn't become the man I wanted to be while staying in the same place that I grew up in. I cannot stress this enough. Imagine trying to change yourself as a person when everything you look at, every building, every corner, the people, the smells, it all reminds you of the person that you are trying to mature from, that you're trying to become different than. It simply doesn't work. You are swimming against the current. The best thing that you can do as an ambitious person is to leave and start again as a clean slate somewhere else. And look, I'm not saying that it's 100% the reason why, but I do find it very interesting that when I moved out of my hometown, that was the first year that I actually made 8 figures in the business. Before that, I'd done well. I'd made a million, 1.5, 2, 2.5. I started working at a very young age, but the year that I finally moved out of my hometown was the first year that I hit 8 figures. I find that quite fascinating. Now, I also want to be careful here because I don't want anyone to watch this and start making harsh decisions and put themselves in a risky financial situation. So please, before doing this, make sure that you have a nest egg. Make sure that you don't move to a city and all of a sudden now you're thinking, where am I going to sleep? Where am I going to live? How am I going to afford rent? Look, it doesn't need to be much. You don't need to be a multimillionaire, but it needs to be enough to live off of. And by the way, I am fully aware that some people watching this simply aren't at that place yet. So look, I truly believe that moving out of your hometown is crucial. And I'm going to go ahead and break down 3 principles as to why it works so well for so many people. The first reason why this works freakishly well is that it's a clean slate. Look, you need to understand that when you stay in your city, people have an expectation of you and you have an unconscious burden to meet these expectations. Trying to change who you are while staying in the city you grew up in is like trying to quit smoking in a room filled with people smoking. Of course, it's not gonna work. You're trying to break a habit. You're trying to create a new persona, but everything and everyone around is subconsciously trying to pull you back to the person that you used to be. Look, the truth is sometimes you just have to wipe the slate clean, and there's no better way to do that. There's no better way to hit the reset button than go to a place where you're just starting from zero. To go to a place where you are so deeply uncomfortable because you have no attachments there, you have no burdens there. Sometimes, as crazy as this sounds, you don't even have any family ties there. And look, I know that might sound horrible, but sometimes you need that for a season or a phase of your life. I wanna make it very clear, when I tell you to move out of your hometown, in no way, shape, form, or fashion does that mean it needs to be a forever thing. Look, you have a very long and a very bright future ahead of you, regardless of your age. And you're never too young or never too old to reinvent yourself. And that's really what we're doing here. It's just very hard to reinvent yourself and come in with a new identity. You know, it's kind of like if you ever moved around when you were young, even just moving to like a new school, or even going from like middle school to high school, like it was a chance for you to reinvent yourself. It was a chance for you to go, all right, you know what? Like whatever other people thought of me or whatever expectations other people had of me or whatever box I put myself in, like no, I'm gonna wipe the slate clean and I'm gonna decide that starting from tomorrow, I'm a new version of myself. As funny and as cliche as that sounds, and I genuinely cannot think of a better way to do that than moving to a new city. And I think the biggest quantum leap that you have is when you move out of your hometown. I think when you go from your second city to your third city to your fourth, whatever, you still get some of that same effect. But I think the biggest life change that you have and the biggest leap forward that you have is specifically when you move out of your hometown. You see, when you move out, you're not just going to go to a random city in the middle of nowhere. You're going to go to a place that serves what season of life that is for you. So the first thing is that it has to be a blank slate. We've already said that. But the second thing is it needs to be a place that has the proper influence for that season of life. Because if you start from zero, if you go to a new city, that doesn't mean that you're magically going to get better. It just means that now you've been de-influenced, but you can get re-influenced. It means that now you have a shot to reinvent yourself. But if you move out to a worse place, you're just going to get worse eventually. So you have to move to a city that serves you for this next phase of life. That's why for me personally, I chose Dubai. As I said, there was many different cities on my list. You know, especially growing up in London, places in Europe specifically appealed to me. As I said, Italy was actually quite high up there. But for me personally, I felt like, okay, I'm 20 years old making this decision. I've had an incredible few years in business. I've got momentum. Like, where do I go where I have that energy, where I just want to keep moving forward? And I feel invigorated by the city. And for me personally, that was Dubai at that season of life. Now, does that mean that it will be my forever home? No, not at all. And does that mean that you have to move to Dubai specifically? No. It's also so funny to me because I see all these people online and they're like, they act as if moving to Dubai will fix all their problems, or like life will be so great when you move to Dubai. No, a city is only what you make of it. And also a city will serve you for the phase of life you're in. Every city has a different energy. There may very well be a season of my life where I have to go somewhere else that forces me to slow down, that forces me to not work as much. I don't know what it is about being in Dubai specifically. I'm just like, I have so much energy to work specifically. And then when I go back and visit London, I will say like, oh, I'm semi-retired. It's just a slower pace of life. And I embrace that while I'm there. So I think you need to have a conversation with yourself as to, hey, what am I trying to get out of a move to a specific city? Because once you move out of your hometown, you understand what you're doing here. You're basically taking everything that you once knew and thought you were, and all these ideas you had of yourself, and maybe all these obligations, maybe those friends you grew up with that don't serve you anymore. You know, they're incredible people, amazing people, nothing against them whatsoever, but you're just trying to move forward in life. And it's very difficult when, you know, there's just a lot of baggage. You know, there's a lot of baggage in certain cities. Like, that's great once you've taken that baggage off, but it's very important that you know, what are you trying to get out of a city when you move there? As I said, maybe for some of you guys, you actually want a slower pace of life and you're trying to be more intentional with that. Okay, move to a city that's conducive for that. And also be very careful moving to a city where you don't get sucked in or you don't get dragged into a lifestyle. You know, there's many cities out there with lots of glitz and glam. I would say Dubai is definitely one of those. I've been fortunate. I've never gone sucked into that because I don't know, I'm very strong-willed in that sense. And also I party and I go crazy and I have fun and I'm a normal human being. Unlike, you know, some people online that try to pretend they're this perfect robot. Like, you know, I party harder than anyone else, you know, but I'm a little bit more into the European side of partying. In Dubai, I pretty much stay out of trouble. I work super hard. So I say all of this really just to make sure that you think long and hard about, what am I trying to get out of this next phase of life? Now that I did move out of my hometown, what do I want this next phase of life to be? And what is the city that's most conducive for it? Maybe for you, it's New York. Maybe it's LA. Maybe for you, it is actually moving somewhere quiet. Over the years, I've had homes in many places. One of the places I started going to 8 years ago, before it was really on the map and the way it is now, is Cape Town. And I've been singing its praises for so long because that's, once again, a place where I just slow down. And especially in the quieter seasons, it was a place that I went to be super healthy and recharge and work and like, that gave me a specific something. Dubai gave me a specific something. Being back in London gives me a specific something. Really understand that when you're in a city, it should serve you and it should serve where you are in life right now. I'm 99% sure of where your headspace is right now and what you're thinking. And I know that you want more from life. And once you move out of your hometown and you go to a place with a lot of successful people, one of the first things that you're gonna realize is how people aren't smarter than you. And I think that's probably one of the best parts of moving out of your hometown and, you know, going to especially some of these bigger cities is seeing firsthand that all these multimillionaires are people just like you. They breathe the same air as you. They're just as human as you. And that's going to shift something so deep in your brain that I can't even begin to describe. I've been saying this for years and years and years that you should have coffees at expensive hotels, because you just want to get in these environments, especially as you're building and you're growing and you want more for your life. It's an incredible feeling, that feeling that the whole world has opened up in front of you and that you can do anything. Now, this is the feeling that you're going to get when you move out of your hometown into the right city. And you're going to feel like this 24/7. And when you operate on this frequency every day for years, how are you not going to end up successful? When your perception of what rich means, and then even later on in life, what wealthy means, because they're two very different things. When your perception changes, I think that's the number one biggest factor of what makes someone successful is what do they consider success to be? Because that's your cap, that's your ceiling. So when you're in major cities and you're seeing all these expensive cars all the time, and look, even though for me, I've got you know, nice toys and nice cars and all this stuff, that actually doesn't really inspire me that much. I feel very inspired by property specifically. I love walking on certain streets or driving around certain streets and knowing how much a house costs or even an apartment, you know, especially when you're in cities like London or New York or Paris, you're like, you know, there's these small apartments and they cost $7, $8, $10, $15 million, $20 million. For me personally, even still to this day, I find that so inspiring. Even after having made over $100 million, I can tell you, I am still the biggest dreamer that you know. This is probably shocking to you. I'm driving and walking to specific areas all the time. And yeah, sure, it's great that I live in a $15 million house, but I spend a lot of my time staring at $50 or $60 or $70 million houses. And I really don't think it's about the money. I think it's that, I know some people villainize wanting more, but it's a love of the game, which is you're always so grateful with what you have. But I actually think it's amazing to want more, to be more, to become more. And when you move out of the place that you grew up in into these other cities, you start to build this, what I call a healthy frustration that, hey, there's more to life. I can be more, I can become more, I can do more. And I think that's such a cool thing to experience. And I remember in my teenage years, there's this one specific street in London. I always used to walk around. It's like this round circle. It's this like almost like oval shape. And I used to walk around and there's, you know, all these 50, 60 million pound houses. And I would just dream. I did it back then as a teenager. So look, to summarize, the first principle, moving out of your hometown, it's a reset button. Okay, it turns you into a clean slate. Then comes the second principle, which is once you are a clean slate, you need to be very selective with how you're gonna paint this new version of yourself. You need to decide on the city that has the correct influences, that will foster the correct habits. And there's no right or wrong answer, by the way. As I said, for some people, one city is heaven, and for some people, it's hell. It depends on what chapter of life you're in and what you want out of a city. And then the third principle is, with enough exposure to success, it is inevitable that your old paradigms completely shatter and you instill in yourself a newfound hunger for success and life. That is the sequence of events. This is exactly what is going to happen if you move out of your hometown. This is how average people turn into legends. Not by sheer will, but by strategically positioning yourself in a place that fosters success. Now, once again, I want to reiterate, even though I highly recommend any ambitious person to move out of their hometown, I'm very, very, very against doing this in a rash, stupid way. I do not think that you should burn the boats, okay? I think you should be a smart individual. I think you should make a calculated decision. And if you are able to, without putting yourself in a dangerous situation, well, then I genuinely cannot think of anything, literally anything, that will give you a bigger push to become the hero in your book for this next chapter of your life. And you go there and you make the most of the chapter. And once that chapter is written, you move on to the next chapter. And you embrace the fact that this world is your playground. This world is a big map. You can move along this map with sovereignty and with an understanding that you are the captain of the ship. You are the person who controls your destiny. This is your world. This is your playground. Make the most of it. And with that, as always, I'm watching from afar and I'm rooting for you.